History of Architecture. Slide 2. Would you like to live here? Yes, I think it's very elegant, funny, impressive. No, I think it's very ugly, ridiculous, stupid. Slide 3. Would you like to work here? Yes, I would. No, I wouldn't. Maybe if they paid me a lot. Slide 4. Why not live and work in places like that? Because where you live and work tells the world who you are. Slide 5. Our ancestors lived in trees and caves. But I'm going to start this history of architecture around 2600 BCE. Slide 6. Egypt. The oldest Egyptian pyramids were built around 2630 BCE to 2611 BCE. The most famous Egyptian pyramids are those found at Giza, outside Cairo. Slide 7. Egyptian pyramids. Impressive they are. But they had very little interior space. They were built for the burial of their kings, called pharaohs. Slide 8. The history of architecture is really the history of making increasingly large interior space without pillars all over the place. Slide 9. 2400 to 2200 BCE, England. Stonehenge is in England. Stonehenge served as a burial ground from its earliest beginnings. Human bones from 3000 BC were found. Slide 10. How about you? Some ancient kings like to be buried in fancy places. When I die, I'd like to A. be eaten by birds. B. be cremated. C. be put in a pyramid. D. kill my friends and bury them with me. Or, I will never die. Slide 11. 7th century BCE. China. This was the beginning of the Great Wall of China, which was built of stone, brick, earth, and wood. Slide 12. Between 220 and 206 BCE, the first emperor of China, Qin Shi Huang, made the Great Wall stronger and longer, and in the Ming Dynasty, 14th century, it grew to a length of around 21,196 kilometers. Slide 13. Greece and Rome. In Greek architecture, single stone lintel can reach between columns at most 6.5 meters apart. Slide 14. The Roman arch. But a Roman brick arch can span 50 meters. Slide 15. Roman Colosseum, 72 ACE. Seated 50,000 spectators and was used for gladiatorial fighting. The architecture was beautiful, but what went on inside, not so beautiful. Slide 16. If there were gladiatorial games today, would you pay to go see them? Yes, I'd go often. Maybe I'd go sometimes. Probably not. Definitely not. Slide 17. Concrete. The Roman invention of concrete helped their architecture a lot. Slide 18. Review 1A. About when did they start building the Egyptian pyramids? Did the Egyptian pyramids have a lot of interior space? The history of architecture is really the history of A, making more slaves work, or B, making increasingly large interior space. Slide 19, review 1B. About when did they start building the Great Wall of China? A Greek stone lintel can reach between columns at most how many meters apart? A, 6.5, B, 65 meters, C, 650 meters. A Roman brick arch can span how many meters? A, 5 meters, B, 50 meters, C, 500 meters. Slide 20. Basilica. The Roman public hall, known as a basilica, is a rectangular building design, also often used for Christian churches. Slide 21. Chinese and European differences. Chinese architecture is different from Western. Length and breadth are more important than height, as in Western European, except for towers. Slide 22. Chinese and European differences. Also, Chinese architecture uses a lot of feng shui, like the use of screen walls to face the main entrance of the house, because of the belief that evil things travel in straight lines. Question. Is there another reason why a screen wall might be a good idea? Slide 23. Chinese and European differences. Also, Western buildings usually have a yard in front and back. But in traditional Chinese architecture, there is often or usually a courtyard in the middle. Slide 24. Chinese and European differences. Another difference between Chinese and Western architecture is that ancient Chinese architects usually used wood frames made with interlocking logs. replied, 25. Chinese-European similarity. But, like Western architecture, Chinese architecture likes things big, very big. That's usually because kings and emperors like things big to show how great they and their civilization are. Slide 26. Chinese architects were more interested in length and breadth, or height. European architects were more interested in length and breadth, or height. Slide 27. Chinese architecture uses a lot of A, feng shui, or B, pizza. Question. I think feng shui is interesting. Nonsense. Important. Or what do you think? Slide 28. Review 2C. In traditional Chinese architecture, there was often or usually a courtyard in the middle, or B, yard in front and back. Slide 29. Review 2D. Traditional Chinese architects usually use wood frames made with what? A, interlocking logs, or B, the use of nails. Slide 30. Chinese and European kings and emperors liked buildings A, small, because they're cheap, B, medium size, or C, big. Why? Slide 31. First century BCE. An interesting architectural design of Southeast Asia is the Buddhist stupa, known in India from before the first century BCE. Slide 32. Stupa is the same as a pagoda, which is the same as tower. In Chinese, ta. The stupa provides the architectural model for Hindu temples in India, for Buddhist temples in Southeast Asia, and for pagodas in China and Japan. Slide 33. Religion and technology. The Silk Road. Buddhism made its way across Asia along the Silk Road. From China, many religions and technologies moved to Japan. Slide 34. Roman aqueducts. In about 20 ACE, the Romans built the great aqueduct at Nimes, known as Pont de Garde, Bridge of the Guard. The water flows gently downhill for a distance of almost 50 kilometers. Slide 35. At the same time in China, a vaulted tomb chamber in Luoyang, built during the Eastern Han Dynasty, shows use of arches and vaults. Slide 36. Roman bridges. A fine surviving example, built in ACE 105 in Spain, at Alcantara. Its two very wide central arches above the river are made of granite. Slide 37. Pantheon in Rome, ACE 120. The roof of the Pantheon in Rome is the most amazing example of the Roman genius. For example, in the center of the arches is a circular open space. The Pantheon, built by Hadrian in about 120 ACE, has been a place of worship for nearly 2,000 years. Slide 38. When Emperor Constantine made Christian churches public buildings in the 4th century ACE, the basilica was the form he chose. Emperor Constantine, slide 39. The picture below is Roman Emperor Constantine fighting Maxentius in the Battle of Milvian. Roman Emperor Constantine invented the religion of Christianity using the philosophy of Jesus. He also conquered most of his neighbors. Slide 40. 537 ACE, Dome. In Santa Sofia in Constantinople, the architects invented a new and amazing technology, placing a vast circular dome on top of a square formed of four arches in the now famous Justinian Library. Slide 41. Question. Have you been to the Alhua Library? A. Yes, I often go to the Alhua Library. B. No, I have never gone to the Alhua Library. C. Once or twice, maybe. Do you like libraries? Yes, I really love libraries. B. I have mixed feelings about libraries. C. No, I don't like libraries. Slide 42. 90 years later, in China, 652 ACE, the giant wild goose pagoda in Xi'an, built during the Tang Dynasty, is a massive, very tall, beautiful structure. Slide 43.691 ACE, Islamic architecture. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Dome of the Rock, completed in 691, and the oldest surviving example of Muslim architecture, borrows the design of domed roof. It is in Jerusalem. Slide 44. 9th and 11th centuries, China. Dogong, Foguang Temple, built in 857 during the Tang Dynasty, used bracket arms and interlocking wooden brackets, one of the most important elements in traditional Chinese architecture. Slide 45. Interlocking wooden brackets. Slide 46. Three pagodas of Chongsheng Temple, Dali City, 9th and 10th centuries. 547. 1001 to 1055 A.C.E. The Liaodi Pagoda. Tallest brick pagoda in the world. It was built in the 11th century during the Song Dynasty, 960 to 1279. It has survived several earthquakes. Slide 48. 9th to 13th A.C.E. European medieval castles. During the 12th century, stone walls and towers became more common in European castles. Below is Croque de Chevalier Castle, built by crusaders on their way east by the Knights of St. John. At around that same time, 1103, China, this is slide 49, they had an advanced system of architecture that was very different. This is an original picture from the Yingzao Fashi Standard Building Manual published by the Chinese official and architect Li Jie in the year 1103 during the Song Dynasty. The curve of the roof is well seen. Lever arms are also present. Slide 50. 1406 to 1420, China. The Forbidden City was built between 1406 and 1420. It has 980 buildings and covers 720,000 square meters. In traditional Chinese palatial architecture, and has influenced cultural and architectural developments in East Asia and elsewhere. Slide 51. Forbidden City, Gugong. The Forbidden City was declared a World Heritage Site in 1987 and is listed by UNESCO as the largest collection of preserved ancient wooden structures in the world. Slide 52. Temple of Heaven. 1406 to 1420. The Hall of Prayer for Good Harvests is a circular building, 36 meters in diameter and 38 meters tall, built on three levels of marble, stone, foundation, where the emperor prayed for good harvests. Slide 53. 1406 to 1420, Temple of Heaven. The Hall of Prayer for Good Harvests has four inner, 12 middle, and 12 outer pillars, representing the four seasons, 12 months, and 12 traditional Chinese hours. All the buildings within the temple have special dark blue roof tiles representing the heaven. Slide 54. Gothic architecture. Twelfth to 15th centuries Europe. Mostly used for great cathedrals of Europe. Slide 55. Questions. How do you feel about Gothic? I like Gothic style because it's... What? I don't like Gothic style because it's... What? Slide 56. Gothic has another side too. The interior gives an impression of lightness and height, with slender columns framing large, tall windows, reaching up to support a delicately ribbed stone roof and flying buttresses. Slide 57. Flying buttresses. Gothic. Flying buttresses are amazing because the arch goes outside the building. Italian Gothic. Venice. Doge's Palace, built in its present form between 1340 and about 1500. Fourteenth to 15th century domes in Islamic architecture. Fourteenth century Mongol tomb at Sultaneia in northern Iran. Slide 60. Islamic domes. Mamluk tombs. Mamluk tombs in Cairo. Slide 61. 16th to 17th centuries. Age of domes. The 16th and 17th centuries were the age of the dome in Europe and the Islamic world. Christianity reached it when the Renaissance breaks the long medieval traditions of Romanesque and Gothic. Slide 62. My favorite Islamic palace is in Spain. It's called El Escorial. Slide 63. St. Peter's Dome. Rome. On left. 1590. Rome achieved the most impressive dome of the 16th century with the completion of St. Peter's in 1590. Picture on the right, what and where is the building above? Slide 64. 17th century ACE, Bernini, Italian architect, St. Peter's Church in Rome. Slide 65. Back to China. 1767 to 1771, China. That's the 18th century. Puto Zhongchen Temple, built from 1767 to 1771 during the reign of Qianlong, represents a fusion of Chinese and Tibetan architectural style. Buddhist temple complex built by Qianlong Emperor. Slide 66. Modern. Beginning of the modern age, Europe. Glass, iron, and prefabrication. Joseph Paxton's Crystal Palace in England was the beginning of the modern era in architecture. Slide 67. Joseph Paxton's Crystal Palace Though Chinese had used iron in buildings centuries before, Paxton's Crystal Palace was the first building to use modular, prefabricated parts and be made mainly of iron and glass. It used 3,300 iron columns and 293,635 panes of glass. Slide 68. What architectural style do you prefer? Chinese? What dynasty? Tang, Song, Liao, Jin, Western Xia, Yuan, Ming, Qing, modern, or European? Greek, Roman, castles, Gothic, Renaissance, or modern? Slide 69. References. I mainly use two different references to make script for this, including www.worldhistory.net and www.wikipedia.org. Slide 70, lesson plan goals. What trends can be found in the architectures of China, Europe, and the Islamic worlds? The history of architecture is really the history of making increasingly large interior space without pillars all over the place. This requires better design and materials. Use of symbolism. Slide 71. Similarities and differences. Understand the similarities and differences between Chinese, European, and Islamic architecture. What were the main features of Chinese architecture? Use of interlocking beams. Feng shui and symbolism, use of wood in construction. Slide 72, Chinese architecture. What were the main features of Chinese architecture? Use of interlocking beams, feng shui and symbolism in design and art, use of wood in construction. Slide 73, European architecture. What were the main features of European architecture? Increasingly large arches that even went outside the building. Flying buttresses. Christian symbolism. Use of stone. Slide 74. Islamic architecture. What were the main features of Islamic architecture? Use of increasingly large domes, Islamic symbolism, and geometric designs. Slide 75. Iron in construction. Who used iron in construction first, Chinese or European? Chinese used it centuries before Europeans. Slide 76. Modern architecture. Modern architecture often uses a lot of glass and steel and has a modular design. What was the first building that used a lot of glass and iron and had a modular design? Answer: Joseph Paxton's Crystal Palace, built for the Great Exhibition of 1851 in England. And that brings us up to the beginning of the modern age. I hope you enjoyed it.